This is Dale Olow. Tonight from 6 to 7:30 at the Community Library in Ketchum, author Megan Griswold is going to talk about her new and first book, The Book of Help, A Memoir in Remedies. Chapter One Bookstore will be there selling her book, so you'll get a chance to see her stunning cover. If you can't be there tonight, you can take a look at Megan's book at dalescommunitycafe.com and then link to various sites to learn more about her. She is a remarkable woman with a deep and varied background, and she's here on KDPI 88.5 to talk about her new book, Sun Valley, and her yurt. I asked her if she had a hand in designing her book cover.
Well, I was in a unique situation because everything I heard, you know, about how covers work is that the author really doesn't get to weigh in it anyway. So they let me weigh in. It was a real honor and really fun. So I got to, like, you know, send crayons. That's not my artistic work. That's a woman named H. No one knows. We don't know, like, is that her last name? And she's from Romania. But it came out of a lot of collaborating, and I love it too so much.
Megan, you're such a Renaissance woman. I feel as though most tonight that it's going to be just a true treat to hear you speak. And from what I understand, reading some of your advanced material, that you've actually done a one-woman show before.
Yeah, this book actually started as a tiny one-woman show. My best friend was going blind. I was going through all sorts of relational antics, and I started writing them down, and I started reading them to her to entertain her, myself, each other, and that evolved into this collection of them. And did a tiny show in Boulder at the Dairy Theater, and then we went to New York City as this little troupe of dorks from the Rocky Mountains. You know, it's cool when you get to make art and you're not in New York City. I went to college there, and it's nice when you're sort of outside of that, you know, hierarchy of feeling like it's not okay to do a little off Broadway. You know what I mean? We didn't have, like, credentials. We just sort of showed up like, hey, we're doing this little show called Fix It, a comedy about love, self-help, and the recovery boat. And then, so after I did that, I decided to make it a book.
And that just speaks to who you are and the richness of your background and experience. You have a bachelor's from Columbia, a master's in international relations from Yale. You have a license from the Institute of Taoist Education and Acupuncture. You've been a mountain instructor. You are a doula, a wildland first responder, and a yoga teacher with training from Richard Freeman. My goodness, you are truly a seeker.
Yeah, or something.
One of the people that likes your book, and there's actually a little review on your book from Elizabeth Gilbert. Do you know her, or how did you get that review from her?
No, it was like a funny set of circumstances. I was friends with this little, I got to style a book cover for a memoir at Grand Central Publishing. So the art director happened to be on Jeopardy, and she had a Jeopardy party in Brooklyn, and one of her friends was dear friends with Elizabeth and brought her to the Jeopardy party. And I knew she had just lost her love of her life. Mm. And however, it was okay to maybe pass that along through hands of friends. And then, you know, it's very exciting when someone that is thought of so highly wants to say something kind, you know.
Right. And of course, we're talking about Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, and many other books,
yes.
Beautiful books that she's written. Jeopardy Party. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah. Well, she was literally a contestant, and, you know, she wouldn't have a party to watch it, so.
We're talking
Elizabeth Gilbert, but her friend.
Oh, her friend. Yes. Good clarification. Yeah. We're talking with Megan Griswold. She has written The Book of Help, A Memoir in Remedies. This is her very first book, and she's going to be at the community library in Ketchum tonight from 6 to 7:30. You have a yurt, and when I first read that, I was so intrigued, and so I rapidly started searching for your yurt, and I found it on Architectural Digest, which your yurt was featured.
Yes.
This is the most beautiful yurt I have ever seen in my life. And I have to disclose that this is a dream of mine and has been for a long time to live in a yurt. Now, I never imagined it could possibly look like what your yurt does. And there will be a link to this on dalescommunitycafe.com so you folks can see it. So do you still live in your yurt? This is in Jackson, right?
Yeah. It's in Kelly, just outside. There's a little yurt park that's been there for 40 or so years. And so there's 13 of us.
Yurtians.
I mean, there's more than 13 because some are couples, but there's 13 yurts. So we share a bathhouse, like we each have like shower and laundry, and then I'm off the grid in terms of my power. And I like that kind of a little touch of communal, hey, how are you, or whatever. But it's sort of like an intentionally unintentional community. And the design of it was just kind of an experiment. I love little spaces, and I thought, why not experiment with it? Because it wasn't my first yurt. I had rented one before, and then I had dated someone that was in one, and then it was like I was in like Survivor, and I was voted off the island to like not, because we had broken up, and he was like, it'll kill me if she's to the north of me, or whatever happened. What's different about it is it's quite modern and white and doesn't look like a normal year for sure.
Wow. It speaks to your personality. Absolutely. There's even a little lift for Megan's dog.
It was a little hard to like manhandle her into my loft. Yeah.
And it's solar powered. Oh my gosh, how much do I love that. I noticed you had a giant rosary, which is gorgeous, hanging in your yard. And I would think that since you have a license from the Taoist Institute, that you are a spiritual person. How do you define your spirituality / religion?
Well, I would say if I ascribe to any particular religion or practice that most resonates with me, that would be Buddhism and Buddhist meditation. But in fact, I was in Sun Valley when they had that amazing mandala ceremony.
Oh, recently?
This summer. Yeah. It was fantastic. I got to see it at the very end. I wasn't there for the river, but that practice more than anything really resonates with me. You know, there's a really wonderful tiny Episcopal church in the middle of Grand Teton National Park, and go there occasionally with a friend. And my dad and mom met as Christian Scientists, so an unusual thread that sort of runs through my particular family history, but I'm not a practicing Christian Scientist.
I was curious as if you had been to Sun Valley before, because when I was reading this article about you in the Jackson Hole News and Guide, it talked about how much you love Jackson, that area, Kelly, because of the proximity between the outdoors and culture. And I think that really speaks to Sun Valley.
Yeah, you know, I actually have a picture that's in my yurt. I'll probably bring it, but it's from going to ski school in Sun Valley when I was maybe like 7. I was trying to figure out yesterday, just sort of looking at the picture. I don't remember how old. And I had a lot of friends growing up who they went regularly to Sun Valley. So we just went there the one time when I was a little kid. And then as an adult, I've been to visit. Actually, my first boyfriend was from Sun Valley. I sort of forgot about him. But the first guy I dated actually was from Sun Valley.
Could we ask, is he still in Sun Valley, this first boyfriend?
His family is still in Sun Valley. I don't think he is.
Well, maybe you can share the name tonight at the library. Megan Griswold is going to be at the community library tonight from 6 to 7:30. Her book, The Book of Help, A Memoir in Remedies. This is her first book. You can get all this information. See her book. I'll have various links at deoscommunitycafe.com. And also I'll link it on the KDPI Twitter feed as well. And I love how you talk about self-help. Like, you've just kind of been a self-help guru. You've inhaled all this over the years of your life. How is your book, you think, different? Or how can you summarize your book?
Well, it's really not a self-help book, first of all. And it's done very well on Amazon's self-help section. And I am very, very sensitive to not ever wanting to be perceived as a self-help teacher or expert in any way. I'm sort of the opposite. I'm just sort of curious. And I wanted to contribute to the conversation about how we digest alternative remedies and experiments. But I certainly don't want to offer up like I know better. Because the thing is, often people turn to that stuff when they hit upon hard times. Well, basically what happened to me is the book kicks off the night of my husband's arrest, which you sort of get into what happened. And I turned to what I knew, which was this way that I was raised, which was to look outside myself for teachers and help and support, things to sort of wrestle with the challenges that were presented in my marriage. And often people, I think, turn to those things at those similar times in their own lives, right? And sometimes you're the most vulnerable. So the chances that you end up with some terrible therapist trapped like in the Bermuda Triangle of therapists is not uncommon. So I sort of write from the place of how to kind of look out for yourself, navigate those waters if they interest you. So it's definitely not a traditional self-help book. It has that word in the book of help in it. But in fact, I did a whole edit where any place I was trying to be extremely wise, you know, I took it out. And because it also gives you permission to say the craziest things in the world if you're not trying to be an expert. And I really wanted to write from that place too.
I am so looking forward to your talk tonight, Megan, at the community library from 6 to 7:30. Again, visit dalescommunitycafe.com to get all the links and all the information. One word that stands out to me that you use, and I read in some of your forwarding background information, is the word authentic. And that is one of my new favorite words right now that I keep coming back to. How do you define authentic, Megan?
Well, let's just imagine that we sort of have a public self and a private self. And I think the more authentic you are, the more similar public and private selves are. So there isn't really a distinction between, you know, who you are in private and who you are in public. It's just all sort of the same jam. That, and also just being comfortable in your own skin, that your habit in the world are similar in those different zones.
Yeah. I just heard a quote recently. I won't be able to source it at the moment, but it says we're all living hidden lives. And I found that very intriguing. And I think that speaks to some level, this idea of authenticity. And what does that mean? What is it we're hiding?
I have this idea that the things we like least about ourselves, ironically, most endear us to one another. And so I took the book as a challenge to sort of out what I found the most embarrassing, the most taboo, the most uncomfortable, with this idea that if someone can read what I'm talking about and find some kindness to them, you know, to me, the voice, the narrator, they actually can turn around and be that kind in themselves, perhaps similar circumstances. So I sort of tried to accelerate towards things that, you know, I thought people might judge it in me or themselves. That's how I think of it.
You have been so gracious with your time, Megan.
Are you kidding? It's such a pleasure, you know? You write a book and it's sort of a miracle that one actually appears and it's made and has pages, so...
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I can't wait to see you tonight, to meet you tonight, 6 to 7:30 at the Community Library in Ketchum. The Book of Help, A Memoir in Remedies with Megan Griswold. Is it true you asked Santa at the age of 7 to give you a mantra?
In fact, yes.
Can you share that, or should we wait for tonight?
Well, I mean, what it was?
Yeah, what's the mantra he gave you? Did he give you a mantra?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. The Maharishi, yeah.
I thought it was Santa that you asked for your mantra. Did I miss
it? No, I asked Santa to give me a mantra, and that was then carried out by Santa gave the gift of my sister and I getting to go to the Maharishi Center, and that's how it was framed, to get our mantras chosen for us.
That's a pretty cool Santa.
That's, like, crazy. My mother had one, so I was really into it, and I thought, what is she doing all crossed up, you know, cross-legged, sitting in that chair? It must be interesting, you know, and then she comes out mysteriously 20 minutes later, like, she's interested. Maybe there's something in it for me, too. My mother was the very curious one, and I often was picking up whatever she was trying. So that's kind of how it started.
And that was Newport Beach, California?
Yeah.
Megan, thank you so much for your time. And safe travels getting to Sun Valley. It's going to be great having you back in the Valley and hearing your presentation.
It.
You're welcome. The Book of Help, A Memoir on Remedies with Megan Griswold tonight, 6 to 7:30 at the Community Library in Ketchum. We'll see you tonight, Megan.
Okay, bye.